In the last 8 years, the state of Idaho has made small progress toward an ambitious goal, convincing high school graduates to continue their education. Now, what will it take to change those trends and, in fact, change the lives of young people who live here in Idaho? Idaho Education News reporter Kevin Richard has spent 5 months traveling the state. He has talked with students, with teachers, and policymakers all about our state's 60% goal to have kids go on, as well as the real challenges that stand in the way of hitting that mark. Kevin joins me live in studio right now to talk more about this because, Kevin, you have an 8-part series that went live Monday.
Right. We're 6 stories in. We dropped the final 2 stories on Thursday. They started on Monday. They're all at idohednews.org.
So when you traveled around the state, did you find any common themes, any common ground? Because we have an urban divide in our in our state.
Well, and that was what I was trying to take a closer look at this time around. We've written about the 60% goal, and to clarify, because I think people get mistaken about what that means. The state wants 60% of its 25 to 34 year olds to have something beyond high school. That can be a college degree. It can be an associate's degree. It can be a professional certificate in career technical. So it's not necessarily college completion. Well, we're at 42%. We've been at 42% for the past couple of years. So what we wanted to do was look at why are we having so much trouble making progress and what are the demographic challenges that make it difficult for us to get there. So as we traveled the state, we wanted to go into rural districts. We wanted to go into areas that are pretty far from a college campus, areas where you have higher rates of student poverty, areas where you have maybe higher populations of Latino students or Native American students, and try to look at what are some of the gaps and some of the challenges to make headway and to make progress in those communities. To make headway with students who right now, they're not thinking necessarily about education beyond high school. Their parents aren't necessarily thinking about education beyond high school. Because at the end of the day, I mean, you talk about the urban-rural divide, and it's very real. And I think that's probably one of the big reasons why the state hasn't made much progress here. You can talk about getting a kid in Boise or Coeur d'Alene or Meridian,
well, even like
to
Moscow,
go to college,
frankly,
or
because
Moscow,
of the University
because
of Idaho.
Right, you've got a college campus right down the street. You can talk to those kids about going on to college, and that's going to be received a whole lot differently than when you talk to a kid in Weezer or Payette or Wilder, like you were talking about in the first segment. When you go into those communities, that's a lot tougher conversation to have, and the numbers bear that out. You know, there just aren't as many students going, let alone completing.
So you also talked about in this series, so it's that rural-urban divide, it's geography, like you just touched on, but it's also economics and culture playing a big part, correct?
Right. I spent a good deal of time talking to teachers and students in Weezer, and I picked Weezer because it kind of encapsulates so many of these demographic challenges all in one place. I mean, it's Weezer. It's not right near a college campus. Mm-hmm. It's a community with high poverty rates. I mean, the household income, I think, is like maybe $16,000 less than the household income for the state. I mean, I may be hazy on the numbers, but it's low. So you have a community where there aren't many families making a lot of money, so college is a little bit harder to swing. It's harder to afford. And you have few jobs in a town like Weezer that even require a college education. Mm. And most of those jobs are at the hospital or at the school district. So there's just not a lot of incentive. There's just not a lot of thought about college.
And this is also what they know.
And it's what they know. I mean, the story that I'll do on Thursday is looking mostly at that mindset about, to try to get to 60%, it isn't just about moving a number. I mean, you really have to change a community, a statewide mindset. And that happens, household by household. It happens living room by living room. That's a long, hard slog. So, we shouldn't be surprised that this is so difficult. Maybe we should have known that all along. And maybe setting a goal and setting an aggressive target date like 2025, maybe that sets us up to where we're not going to hit these targets. We're not going to hit these goals. It sets us up for failure because it makes it, you know, we're just not being realistic about what it's going to take and how much time it's going to take.
I'm speaking with Kevin Richert with Idaho Education News. We're talking about his series, Obstacles and Options, Building Paths Beyond High School. It's available right now on IdahoEducationNews.org. And also tomorrow, make sure you tune in because we will be looking at how ballot recounts work. We'll be talking with Ada County as they are in the midst of a recount today. So if you have questions or comments about tomorrow's program, you can email us right now at IdahoMatters@BoiseState.edu. But getting back to our conversation with Kevin, so the next two parts come out tomorrow, Kevin, but then you're also doing a town hall on December 4th. So talk to me about this and, you know, and also why you decided to take it that one step farther.
Right. And I'm really excited about this. So Tuesday night at Boise State University at the Special Events Center, starts at 6 o'clock. We're going to have a panel discussion. We're going to have 8 people on the panel, and it's going to be students, educators, educators from the higher education community, as well as K-12, a member of the State Board of Education. And I really kind of handpicked the panel. Most of these folks are people I interviewed during the course of the series. And what we want to do with the town hall is really kind of begin more of an interactive conversation. I mean, it's fine and well and good for me to spend 5 months writing a series that I hope people are reading and I hope people are reacting to. But you need to hear from these people directly, and you need to have these people at a table speaking directly and having a conversation. It's a great group of people. I'm really excited to just kind of see how they interact and how they riff off of each other. And we're going to be taking questions from the audience. The event is open to the public. It's free. It's open to the public. It'll also be streamed on our Facebook Live page. I believe Idaho Public Television is going to live stream it on their Facebook page as well. It'll also be rebroadcast on Idaho Public Television and Boise State Public Radio. A lot of ways to hear this conversation. It's an important conversation. We want people to listen, but we want people to be involved in that conversation as well.
And we should be clear that this 60% goal, there isn't one state in the nation that has hit this goal. We have one Massachusetts. It's kind of the
one
closest.
That's kind of close. Colorado is actually kind of close. And so more than 40 states in the union have some kind of a variation on this goal. Mm-hmm. And you may set the number differently. You may set the cohort group a little bit differently. But most states are trying to do something like this. There's a national goal that's similar. This was the thing that blew me away. And you know, it's not often that you read something in a white paper that blows you away. This did. This group, Educational Testing Service, looked at this whole issue and looked at the national goal to get to 60% completion and said, you know, with the student populations and with the demographics and the trends we see, we think the nation can hit a 60% goal by the year 2041. Now, that's a long way
away. That's a long way away.
And we're trying to get to 60% here in Idaho.
By 2025.
By 2025. And I used the word quixotic when I talked about our 2025 target in the context of a national target. And I use that word deliberately. You know, I'm not trying to be a naysayer. I'm really not. You know, I understand why the state wants to do this. I understand that the state believes that we need to, you know, re-educate a workforce, prepare a workforce for a changing job market. I get all of that. But if we're talking about 2025, it just does not make a whole lot of sense to me when I look at where we stand right now.
Well, and let's be clear, they moved that.
And they moved that back. We started in 2010 with
the idea of
getting to this goal by 2020. And that target has been moved back 5 years. I mean, you know, we're doing a lot in the classrooms right now, in the high school classrooms and starting a little bit in the junior high school classrooms to try to get students thinking about their future. But they're not going to hit 25 years old and they're going to hit that workforce for years. So they're not going to be there in time to change the numbers by 2025. That's why I'm saying, look, I could be wrong, and I'll come back in the year 2025 and say that I'm wrong, but I have a hard time seeing how we get there.
I really appreciate you coming in today, Kevin. My guest, Kevin Richard with Idaho Education News. Your series, Obstacles and Options, Building Paths Beyond High School. It's available online this week, the last two tomorrow, Kevin.
Yes.
And then the town hall next week, December 4th, the Special Events Center at Boise State University. It is free to the public. So if you can, attend. And, of course, we will talk about all the places you can rebroadcast and see it as well. Kevin, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.